Very soon after the tsunami struck on the 26th of December, as the United Nations, we had preliminary assessment teams in there, or emergency assessment, and on the basis of that, we started to help the Somalilanders, particularly in the Puntland area of the Indian Ocean coastline. We helped with emergency food, emergency water, emergency health. Now, that operation's been going on since then, but now what we've got on the ground there as we speak is a multi-agency, multi-sectoral assessment mission, which is looking to see if there are any gaps in our emergency relief efforts, and also to start to look at the mid to longer term rehabilitation and recovery for the areas affected.
Do you know when that team will report back?
They will come out of the field within the next week, and they will report to me shortly after, and we will then advise the international community and, of course, the Somalis themselves what our picture is. It's actually a United Nations NGO effort supported by international donors.
Now, is there any updated information regarding damage estimates or casualties?
No, not at this stage. I mean, we came out with very preliminary figures just after the tsunami had struck. I can only say that up to this stage, I think relief aid in an emergency sense has reached probably about 30,000 beneficiaries. But of course, there's a number beyond that who are indirectly affected. For example, some inland pastoralist families will send one of the family down to the coast during the fishing season. You know that obviously the income from that particular person to the family has been lost. I don't know what the scale of that is, but, you know, it'll be considerably more than 30,000.
What is the status of humanitarian operations in Somalia as a whole now that it has an interim government, even though that government has not moved back to Mogadishu yet?
Yeah, well, the interim government, as you know, is very new. It's in the process of forming and consolidating. So it's very early to expect them to be able to address the humanitarian problems. The United Nations has been in there for years now. In fact, the United Nations never really left, along with NGO partners and along with the efforts of the Somalis themselves. So we've been addressing what you might call humanitarian issues on a continuous basis. And, you know, the last one of significance, which is still with us, is in some areas a 3 to 4 year drought. Now, the drought has broken, but in the meantime, most of the livestock has been lost. Quite a lot of pastoralist families, particularly in the Puntland area of the northeast, are destitute. Last year they were rich with livestock. Now many of them are virtually without livestock and destitute.